why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers, and we raise our hands in supplications, so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So we are talking about these dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity. Of course, Imam al-Mahdi has two occultations. One is the minor occultation, in which he has direct contact with his representatives. And we are now in the major occultation, of course, where Imam al-Mahdi does not have direct representatives that are in direct contact with him at the present age and time. But of course, this does not mean that His Eminence does not contact or does not have some sort of relationship with individuals that are very special and unique and are doing the work of Imam al-Mahdi in the present day. So there's a very beautiful conversation that takes place between Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and an individual by the name of Muhammad Asadi. And so in this conversation, Muhammad Asadi, he asks various questions from Imam al-Mahdi, and Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he responds to these questions. There was a total of three questions. We already covered the first question on a previous episode, and so we move on to the second question. And so here, Imam al-Mahdi says that as for a question that you, Muhammad al-Asadi, asked about that which has become endowed about us and that which is fixed for us, but in spite of this, if its owner becomes needful of it, its reply is as follows. Till this endowment has not been accepted, a transaction is allowed to be made invalid, and one can then spend from that which originally they wanted to endow. But on the other hand, if it has been accepted, the endowment has been accepted, it cannot be made invalid because the transaction has been concluded, whether the individual is needful of that endowment or not. So a very interesting thing, you know, sometimes we think that the conversations or the issues that the divinely appointed imams dealt with were perhaps only mystical issues, spiritual issues, or these kind of moral and ethical issues. Now, unlike the other major Abrahamic religions on the earth, so for example, the Jewish faith, for example, we find that it is very heavy on law, but very rarely does it talk about the spiritual, ethical, moral type things as much as it does the law of the Almighty God. But on the other hand, Christianity, in the present day, of course, they have abrogated the law, they have left the law, they believe that the law no longer applies and that all of the teachings, supposedly in their point of view, are limited to spiritual teachings. But Islam, on the other hand, is an all-encompassing religion. It deals both with the jurisprudential aspect as well as the spiritual, moral, and ethical aspect of life and of a human being. So truly, we find with this reply of Imam al-Mahdi that Islam is a complete and whole religion. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So, brothers and sisters, migration or hijra to the wilaya of God. We're going to be asking a very important question, one that applies. Can I, as a Muslim, live under the wilaya of the taghut? As a Muslim, once we've discovered what wilaya truly is it possible for me to live under the wilaya of the taghut? More precisely, is it possible for me as a Muslim to have embraced the wilaya of the taghut and still consider myself a practicing Muslim? Read the chapter. Is it possible? If that's not, then what is the solution? Inshallah, we're going to read the chapter together. But before that, we have to bring ourselves up to speed. Where are we in the book? What conclusions did we already come to? As always, brothers and sisters, we start with that dua. We're asking Allah for clarity. We're talking about aqidah, beliefs. We want clarity. We want to see the truth as truth. The Imam tells us this. He says, the dua, wa arinil haqqa haqqan. Oh Allah, show me the truth to be truth. Wa arinil haqqa haqqan hatta atabi'ahu, until I embrace it. Wa arinil batil batilan, show me falsehood to be falsehood, hatta ajtanibahu, so that I avoid it.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.